Well, look who it is.
Well, hey, B, what
What's
you up
going
to?
on?
It
I feel like it's been a minute. I've missed you.
has been a minute. We have not seen each other in, wow, since my birthday.
Whoa.
Thank you, by the way. Fabulous. Best birthday ever.
Did you enjoy the restaurant?
I really did. My gosh, that food was amazing. And y'all had picked up my favorite cake and took it to the restaurant secretly and had my all of those things for me to wear. It was very festive. Thank you,
Oh
thank you, thank you to
gosh.
everyone for
To
everything they
everyone.
did. Yes.
I'm Bea Brooks.
And I'm Allie Bourgeois.
Welcome to Yogi and the Bee.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for coming on back. We hope you're coming back because we need you.
Yes, we do.
We
But
need you.
we could just sit here and talk to each other.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
I need to get a couple of business items out the way.
Would you like for me to record the minutes?
Please do, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, do y'all know about our Facebook and our website? We have both. We have a Facebook page and we have a website that's free. So you have to do www.yogiandthebee slash GoDaddy, whatever. I have it linked in the Instagram part, and I think I have it linked in Facebook. So it has information about our past and what we do now. And that's always helpful if you are wondering who the heck we are and you don't want to have to listen to the first one. A lot of people like to listen to podcasts, the first one. I'm the type that goes back to the very beginning and listens to the very crappy first recordings. And then I see the people grow. And that is so exciting to me. Maybe
Yeah.
that's not your thing. But if you want to learn more about us and not have to go back to episode one, all the information's on Yogi and the Bee slash GoDaddy something, something, something. But it's in our Instagram.
The next order of business is thank you, Allison, for
You're
explaining that.
welcome. You're welcome,
Very,
B.
very much, very much.
You're welcome.
But the next thing I'd like to discuss is do we have a hotline or a phone number? Hotline. Calling
Knocking
on
on
the
the hotline
hotline. For your
for your love,
love. Pop.
yes, we
Okay.
do. We
We're
do.
good.
And the telephone number, I'll give it to you, B.
Okay,
Why
read it
don't
out loud.
you, if you have any other things to say
Yeah,
while I'm
yes.
looking it
So the
up?
reason I'm bringing this up is we would like some interaction from our listeners, whether it be opinions or reviews, whether it be questions you might have for us together or individually, or if you would like some advice, because we
Yes.
are the local experts on all things.
All things. So we're here for you.
No, but
Just ask
seriously, or
Yogi and the Bee.
if you just wanted to get something off your chest that you drives you crazy or nails on a chalkboard, something like that.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Bee, I found the number.
What you got?
It's our Google voice number. It's 470 205-2330. Now listen, this is set up on our website. It's on a whole bunch of places. I think on Facebook as well. And it's WhatsApp, I believe, or you can just call that number. And it's linked to my mobile number. So you won't be hearing Allie and the Bee or Yogi and the Bee. You will just hear me say, "This is Allie Bourgeois. Leave me a message." That will get to us. I forward it to B, and she gives it to The editor. So it's all so professional, but don't get confused because someone got very confused. If you want to just call my cell phone number and you know us, go ahead and do that too.
That's
thank
true.
you thank our, you
call, thank you you're
thank
welcome
you. Thank you.
Call our cell phones if you want to.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Just ask Yogi and the Bee. We're going to have a new hashtag, guys.
Just ask Yogi and the Bee.
Song as old as time. Beauty and the Bee.
So, back to your vacation. Leaving out on a jet plane. Are you anxious, happy, excited, sad?
Excited.
Excited.
I really hate packing.
I was going to ask.
Oh my gosh. So what I have to do, and I've done this my whole life, because I think my parents did this too, a bed in the guest bedroom or a table. Ooh. And to start placing things
too.
On
the,
yeah, you do. And
yes.
Then it's not overwhelming because I will look at my clothes and go, oh. And what I see this on Instagram all the time, that people are making fun of the fact that they've never worn these pair of pants, but they're going to take them on the vacation and they're going to wear them. That is me. Never worn this dress. I wonder why. Let's wear it on our vacation. And then it doesn't fit. Or I remember, gosh, I hate this dress. So anyway, I am super excited because anything with my husband is like, I have no fear. I have no stress because he has me. Kind of like when I was talking about Scooby-Dooby-Doo, the guy that drove the
organized
van.
Guy.
Yeah, that's my husband. So I have no fear. If I'm traveling by myself, I got to tell you, Bea, it can be a disaster, a complete disaster. I will get so lost. I will end up doing some completely different. Ask my boys. I like chalk mines. I like to stop it. Oh, that looks interesting. Let's stop there for 5 hours. And then we're, yeah.
Me too. my partner has every minute planned, researched.
Isn't it amazing that we have married people like
I
that?
I really appreciate that. Because when my friend and I, Lisa, went to New York, it was so funny because when we got to the airport and we were, getting our boarding passes and checking our luggage, we went up to the Delta guy and we both just kind of look at each other and he's like, ma'am, can I get your bag? And we're like, oh, because we don't even know to put it on the thing, the scale. And we both started laughing and we're like, okay, we are spoiled rotten. We do nothing. And then when they give us the boarding pass, we each got ours and we handed it to the other because my partner always has to keep up with mine. I know it's on your phone. Come on, people. Because I always lose mine by the time we get to the thing. So we both were like, help. Who's going to help us?
Same way.
We survived, though. But yeah, and I can imagine your husband. I cannot imagine the organization involved.
Oh, my God. It's a special event.
Is he already packed?
No. But don't you worry about it. What I do is I put all of my stuff that I have, stupidly put together for a week and he packs it. He doesn't let me pack it because when I pack it, it's so horrible by the time we get there. So there are just some things that I've had to turn over to him in my life that I was perfectly fine doing. If I looked like crap when I got there and everything was wrinkled, it was fine. But no, he has it in such a way that it irons itself out the way that he packs it. So it's ironed when we get there. No, when I'm leaving the condo to go to the elevator, I'm already in the mode of like, wait, what are we doing? What time? Where are we going? I have no idea. And he'll just look at me and shake his head and go, come on, let's go. Because I've already turned it over to him. Oh, I'm so happy that that is your situation too.
I bet we may find that with couples, it's more and more popular. I would guess. Oh, otherwise,
yes,
it could turn into a power struggle.
I went up to a yoga retreat to do my yin yoga teacher training, which I think I told you about in the Yoga Actually Works episode. If you haven't listened to that, listen to it. It explains a lot. And our teacher's wife died. Okay. So the night before his wife died, my yoga teacher that I would travel with and I are having dinner with him. And he says to us, you know, I'm feeling really bad about being here. We're like, why? Why? I mean, you're teaching a training. What are you talking about? He said, my wife has Alzheimer's and I've never left her before. And I have left her. I mean, my kids are checking in, but I'm kind of worried. So the next morning we go in and the woman that was just playing music, live music in the class was sat us down and said, let's all hold hands. I have something to tell you. And his wife was running the bath and, getting undressed, fell and hit her head on the bathtub and died. And the kids found her. Yeah, like that. So anyway, the point of this story is, we all looked at each other. We cried and cried and cried because we had already bonded as this group through this amazing guy. And my friend and I are both similar personalities. And we looked at each other as like, what do we do now? So right. We went back to our room that we were sharing that smelled like a dead rat. Oh my God. Oh, it was so horrible. And there was something dead under the crawl space. And we called our husbands and we said,
silent retreat.
No, not the silent retreat. Mm-mm.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. And this was up at Omega, not my favorite place, and up in upstate New York. And both of our husbands, we have to go and stand on a tree on top of a rock to get Wi-Fi, taking turns on top of the tree. And both of our husbands said, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, you go and tour around and get to know the area you are. We don't have a car. What do? You go and you rent a car. I mean, we had to have our husbands talk us through it.
It would have been the same thing, done the same thing. Where is that the trip with the funny
yes.
story? Okay,
yes.
Are you gonna
okay.
tell
you want
that
me to
story?
Keep going? Do you want me to keep going? Okay.
This is one of my favorite stories, guys.
So anyway, it ended up being a yoga retreat because the woman that was playing the music stepped up and said, I have been his sidekick for years. I know the curriculum. Do y'all want me to continue? We're like, oh, yes, it was so great. So anyway, we finished it up. We ended up having a fabulous time, completely cried and bonded with this teacher who is so amazing. And I will share her music with you because she is amazing. You need to listen to it. So we take the, Omega van to the airport. We do yin yoga in the airport, believe it or not. And then we fly to big airport, Detroit airport.
I remember this in the story.
And so the whole time we had been at this yoga retreat, my friend and I, our favorite thing to do was eat French fries together. Because when you're a vegan, that's all you think about is deep fried gross food when you are eating broccoli. And
she is a big French fry eater, guys. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I can eat two orders.
She got two orders at her birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
do you like
that was so
ketchup
good with
or what? You're into the big sauces.
Oh my gosh, I'm a sauce girl. And to let you know, ketchup is my favorite vegetable. And it inflames me horribly. Yeah. Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's stay
That's
on track.
Okay. That's okay.
You what, eat what, French fries what is with in, your friend.
What does inflammation mean? Arthritis pain comes up immediately. So you can eat it. All right. So we quickly, land in this huge airport, which is very cool. Oh my God. Detroit airport is unbelievably cool. And we sit down at this restaurant. I know.
I've never been.
I know.
What's in Detroit?
I know. A really cool airport. So we sit down and we order French fries and we order a beer because we've been thinking, oh my God, I want a beer.
Give me a beer.
Yes. So we sit down, order. This place was packed. It was obviously a great restaurant. I wouldn't know about it though. So we order French fries and a beer. And I said, hey, what time is our next flight? Do you know? And she goes, oh. And so she gets her, whatever you call it.
Boarding pass
out. And she goes, in 10 minutes. Yes.
In 10 minutes.
And I looked at her and I said, get up. Go. I'll take care of this because I couldn't leave. We had already ordered the food. I could not pay. And sure. I said, run and tell them to not close that door. So she goes running in the wrong direction. I pay for the food and beer we didn't eat. And then I go running out of the restaurant and see her running now in the correct direction. So she was going past me and in the opposite direction. And we get there and the Delta agent looks at us and goes, I'm sorry, we have just closed the doors. And I look at her and I said, oh, come on now.
Oh, come on. Surely you just.
Come on. Come on.
We're just a bunch of yoga girls trying to get home to our husbands.
My husband is picking me up.
Yep. Yep.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
After a Braves game. This is all planned. I cannot not be there. And she goes, I'm so sorry. I said, the airplane is still there. I must get on.
I mean,
we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm sure there's another plane that y'all can get a ticket on. So we look at each other and we're like, huh, okay, what do we do? So we go and we sit down in a chair and we just kind of look around. And then we get our act together and we go and we find an agent. There are no flights going out, not even to like North Carolina that we could then rent a car. You know, I mean, we tried everything. So we had to contact our husbands and say, we're not going to be back. And then she has the fantastic idea of going and having some drinks at a bar. Okay.
Not beer, ladies and gentlemen. No, drinks. No. What kind?
It was a stressful situation. You know, it was like you either ball up in a corner and cry or you make this a fun experience. So we had Cosmopolitans. Now, listen, I don't drink hard liquor.
No.
It is not something I do. I drink a drink that Jesus suggests, which is red wine. Red wine, yes. And I bet he would like French fries too. So next thing you know, we are somehow checking into a hotel in the airport. And it was really nice. It was like a fancy hotel in the airport. So I was planning on sleeping in seats. And then I proceed to throw up on the bathroom floor, hanging over the toilet the entire night. Our flight
Yogi got sick. Yogi got sick.
And then she has to get me up off of the floor, get me dressed. We somehow, because she is she's dying. She doesn't feel as great as I do because she did not throw up all night because there was no room. And so we somehow get to the airport, which is like, you know, right down the hall. And that flight. Oh, my gosh. Then husband picks us up and we walk out of the airport. It's really bright. And we're just like, oh, my God, I want to die. And then we go up a very, very, very windy road up to High Hampton. And that's where I'm going to end the story. But it was hell.
Because hell, hell is for children. And you know,
I'm using the H-E-L-L word. It was hell.
So we saw you guys the weekend after that. I think we went to a Georgia game or something. Mm-mm. And you are telling this story, and mm-mm. I am in the back seat looking at you like, who is telling this story? This cannot be true. Anyway, good
character.
For you.
Out of character. And I think that's character. Important because I kind of take life a little bit too seriously. It's yeah. good. It's good.
It's good. Yes. Okay. And yes. you're still here.
I'm still here. Barely. Half of the person I was before Detroit, but that's okay.
Well, the thing is airports. So I remember my mom, the few times we didn't really travel. We never flew as a family, but we didn't travel by plane.
Oh, but you did by car.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But so as an adult, when I would take her to the airport or the few times that I did fly with her to go see my sister or something, she would just sit in the airport. She'd be like, I just love airports. There's so many stories. I mean, people are either greeting people or saying goodbye. And she's right. So it always makes me think of her, but also it's so true. It's like, or if you see a soldier come home and greet his family, or you see a couple say goodbye when you drop them off. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. Or they greet each other and then you're so happy.
Yes.
I think they should give Xanax out at the airport. Totally. Because can you imagine I know that I get really stressed when I fly. Because I feel rushed constantly, even if I'm ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Will my bags get lost? Is my flight delayed? Mm-hmm. One time my partner and I got separated in security.
No.
You would have thought. And so now I'm super paranoid about it. But we almost missed our flight, banged on the door.
Oh my gosh.
And, I was crying to the gate agent. And she's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. You can't. I said, the plane is still here. I see it. You cannot tell me I can't get on this plane. And she was like, well, ma'am. Anyway, so I went to the next gate agent and begged her.
Yeah.
We got on the plane.
No.
Yeah. Now, listen,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Detroit agent.
This wasn't like to a funeral or to save the world. Unfortunately, we were going to Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh.
But
so
I think it was.
You like to gamble.
Hey, listen, another episode.
Okay.
But I think we were trying to make it to a concert that night in Biloxi. Probably Sugarland. Check my Facebook today. Anyway, just airports freak me out. And then when Lisa and I were leaving New York, if you want a glass of water and a French fry, it's $52.
Yes, it is.
I
but
can't believe it.
That gives you something to do. I will always eat at an airport because it's either that or staring at your phone. Right? Because you don't sit there and have a conversation with your partner because it's like everybody's listening. So at a restaurant, you can be intimate. You can play footsie under the table and have some French fries. French fries are great wherever you go, even if they're bad.
Depends on the grease.
That's true. But listen,
if it's bad grease,
lather it in mayo, you'll be okay.
Dude, do you remember the French fries at Sagamore?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
God.
I'm not sure how often they change their grease. Because
they were soggy.
Well, my French fry tasted like Friday's fish. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I probably ate them.
Yeah, you did.
That was my food
too.
For the day.
I used to think those school lunches, I mean, I'd eat too. If my classmate
really?
Didn't want, yeah, I'll take it. And I had food pretty much. I had food at home, but I did love a school lunch. It was my that and music were my favorite part of the day.
Aw, wait a minute. Sweetness. So wait. I want to hear a airport naughty story of yours. Do you have any?
I can't really remember if I have any real naughty ones. Just that, you know, it's always an expensive bar tab.
Oh, Lord day. Yes. Yeah.
And are you scared of flying?
No.
Me neither. And it's funny. I have friends that are really, and they travel for work. They're super anxious about it. And I mean, I'm not judging.
What do they do?
I feel bad for them. They either self-medicate or they just work through it. It seems like it's the takeoff and the landing that freaked them out the most. I find the takeoff exhilarating.
Yeah, me too. Landings like, can be a little knocking. I mean, the landings that I've had with, you know, coming into weird airports where everybody claps at the end, like it's like, thank you for
getting me here safe.
We're alive. I have we have a fan who was telling me about a family member or a friend, I can't remember, and that is so afraid of flying that she gets so plastered that she can't function when she gets off the airplane, and everybody knows that and takes care of her. I mean, I can't imagine having that phobia.
I think my longest flight was Australia.
Please tell that story.
Once upon a time, we went to Australia in 2014. My partner won tickets to Australia from the Ellen Show.
Can you believe that? Everyone, can you believe that?
I didn't. And the funny thing is, she didn't watch the Ellen Show. So when she called to tell me, I was like, I find this odd. Are you sure? Do not give them any of our information. No social security numbers, nothing. I said,
How did she do it?
I said, remind me how you did this. And she's, you know, she loves to play games or buy a lottery ticket. I mean, she's lucky. She will win.
She's that girl.
So she played some contest online about, you know, did you watch yesterday's episode on Ellen? And she didn't. I don't know how she knew the question, but she answered the question right about something they discussed. You know how like on, well, you don't, but no, Kelly don't. And Ryan, no. They do a trivia question every day about that episode before. And if the caller gets it right, they get a prize or a coffee mug or something. But anyway, so she answered the question right. And they were like, well, you just won a trip to Australia. And she was like, what? So I didn't believe her. And she was like, I swear. And so a few hours later, a producer from the show did call her and said, hey, I'm going to be mailing you your tickets. And sure enough, 2 days later, in a FedEx envelope came these Qantas airline tickets.
No.
And then 7-night stay. I can't remember the name of the hotel, in this nice hotel in Sydney. And we went.
And so what did you get to do? I can't remember. I mean, was it just a trip to, or were you on a program down there or anything?
We went on a boat, but our trips were at our own expense. But I mean, still, hello,
my
just
gosh.
To get there.
Yes.
We went to the zoo. We went to a kangaroo farm. We went to...
Did you get beat up by a kangaroo? They're very aggressive.
Yes, they are. I don't know if you've seen Modern Family, but poor Phil Dumpy gets kicked in the face. This is going to make me review or dig up my old pictures, which
Australia, please do,
which I'm sure we'll share. But anyway, back to the flight. We stopped in LA and saw Mary Bonifetti.
Oh my gosh, Mia.
Spent some time with Mia. She had the cutest little treat bag for us to take on the plane with a bunch of snacks.
She's the best.
The dearest.
And
shout out
car.
To Mia.
And she had a car.
Yes, she did.
And
her Celica convertible. And my partner is longer legged. And so I let her sit in the front. And I sat in the back of this two-door Celica convertible. And we're flying down the streets of L.A. It's like a, I don't know, reality show.
But she won't drive a new car. I remember y'all talking about that with her. Like,
well, she didn't have the new car at the time we were there. But your husband and I kind of tease her about, drive the new car, man. Drive the new car.
Wow.
Yeah. But we went to the, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to get to my flight, guys.
Oh, so sorry.
My 14-hour flight from L.A., I was a little anxious then because I'm one of those that says they can't sleep on a plane. And
I can't.
My partner.
I never do.
It takes me a minute, but if I'm super tired, I can. But this trip, I took half an Ambien and two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Dude, I think we're in the back of the plane. And it was one of those like double-decker planes.
I've never been on a double-decker one.
A bar upstairs. Seats upstairs, like there's literally a stairway up to the top.
Wow.
Anyway, I think I watched one movie and then I woke up in Sydney, Australia. Hello.
Oh, that sounds so great. I want that experience. I want to sleep on a plane for the first time in my life.
Well, I'm going to wish you the best.
Thank you.
If you can kind of think of it as white noise and
nope. That's just, I'm so excited. See, I can sleep on a bus. I can sleep on a train, and it's the gentle rocking. And when I'm on a train or I'm on a bus, it's like, I'm not excited about where I'm going. Well, when I used to commute on those, I'm going to work and I'm coming home, but I'm so excited. And sitting in that position with my ADHD, I feel like I am being held hostage. That's exactly how I feel. And it's like, okay. So I'll shift.
Well, okay. I think maybe you've got some seated yoga exercises you could do.
I did those last summer on the way to Tangier, and it did help a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
This is making me think of, I have a friend who was a Delta flight attendant for 30 years, and maybe we'll get her on here. I bet she's got some stories.
Great. I have a friend who, this is just a quick little silly story. I went to Leith's School of Food and Wine with a Australian named Chicky. And every time I meet anyone that's going to Australia or has lived there, has family there, anyone that's talking about Australia, I will say,
big place.
Just asking this question is just because sometimes the world is very small. I have a friend who lives there who's a caterer. Her name is Chicky. Have you ever met a person named Chicky? And they'll go, no. Okay. So when my parents were on the Queen Elizabeth, I think, or some fancy schmancy cruise, they stopped in Sydney. And Chicky, my friend, was in the crowd on the outside waiting for the cruise people to come off. She never saw my parents. My parents never saw her, but she was there. She went to see them because she lived with my parents for a summer and helped my mother and my sister at Virginia's Gourmet, their restaurant in Decatur. And she's just awesome. So if you ever go to Australia, say hey to Chicky for me, would you?
You sent me her information when we went.
Yes. I mean, she will come and meet you. She loves Americans. She's fantastic.
I don't think we saw her, but I did have her info if I needed it.
Yeah. but she would have been someone that would have met you and done shots with you. She's just that. She's so much fun. And she spent a lot of time in Atlanta with me. She lived with me for a little bit.
Chicky. That's a fun name.
Chicky Hampshire.
Be careful. I can't do it. I can't. I'm horrible at accents. All right, guys. Well, we talked about
flights.
First class up in the sky. Champagne. Listen, we wish you the best trip ever.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Safe travels. I hope you'll WhatsApp me a time or two.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
About things happening.
Instagram. I will. And when I can, I will post stuff for sure. On Instagram. So we'll
fantastic.
Be in touch.
All right, guys. Don't forget to call in or rate, review, download. Just share it with your friends. Just if you have it on your phone, you just hit that forward button and share it to somebody you think might like our interesting fun stories.
Please do.
Please do. All right, then. Bubbles and bye-bye.
Namaste.